Praise God for those of you that have tuned in online. Thank God for you. And thank God for those of you that pressed and came on out tonight. Glory to God. I got a song I want to do before we start our lesson tonight. Get y'all in the Christmas spirit a little bit. Amen. Y'all know I like music. Hallelujah. We really been hearing some powerful stuff all this week. Glory. Y'all don't mind standing up, do you? All glory to God. Mm-hmm. Well, Father, we just thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God, for just your grace, your goodness, your mercy. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. We just thank you. We're grateful, bunch of people this evening. In Jesus' name we pray, use me, Father. Just take over me tonight. Amen. Y'all might be seated. Glory to God. Before I get started, I really want to acknowledge our pastors. Thank God for them, for just opening up the doors to, you know, allow us to share, you know, the Word of God. It's not everywhere that you're going to see this platform. So, again, I just want to, you know, say thank God for them for just opening the doors, you know, for us to share the Word of God like this. Tonight, I want to talk to you about, you know, the goodness of the Lord. You know, we're in a season of joy and, you know, and right before Christmas, a couple of weeks, you know, and I just believe that the Lord put this this on my heart, the goodness of the Lord. You know, it's the goodness of God that brought me into the kingdom. When I heard about the goodness of Jesus and what he did for me, that brought me into the family of God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says over in Romans that it's the goodness of God that leadeth to repentance. And when somebody told me about the goodness of God, hallelujah, I said, that's what I want. Glory. I want y'all to turn with me to James chapter 1 and verse 17. Let's go over there. James 1 and verse 17. Yes, sir. Listen to this. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So anything, any good thing, praise God, this comes from God. Any good thing. See, we need to understand, and we need to realize and get a revelation of God's goodness, God's character, and who he is. It'll change us on the inside. Hallelujah. Of when we get a real revelation of who God is and what all that he has done for us, it liberates us on the inside. It does something to us. The goodness of the Lord. So it said that every good gift, I didn't write this. Many translations, other translations say it in other ways. But every good gift, and every perfect gift is from above. It's right there in your Bible. Turn with me in Ephesians 2 and 10. Let's go over there. Yes, sir. Ephesians 2. And 10. And I'm going to read from the Amplified. It read like this. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Now, again, I'm reading in Amplified. Born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us. See, God is so good. Listen here. He has already planned some stuff for you. It's for you. He's so good. He has already thought about you. He already got this thing mapped out. He already got this for you. It goes on to say that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking path which he prepared ahead of time. Oh, man, I just heard something. Your goodness waiting on you. Hallelujah. Your goodness, glory to God, it's waiting on you. But see, we got to get in position to receive it. Oh, God, dog it. Man, look, I'm going to go on and say, tell you this. Now, the Spirit of God told me tonight, I'm going to be dropping some nuggets. I'm going to be saying some stuff prophetically tonight. And you gotta reach out and you gotta grab this. Now I'm trying to pull a foundation right now. It says, listen, he got some stuff already waiting on you. It's been planned way before you came out your mother's womb. I don't know how you got here. It doesn't matter about that. God still got some goodness waiting on you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. All that hell and all that got nothing to do with it. God loves you just that much. I'm talking about the goodness of God tonight. Lord help me. Did I finish reading that? I did, pretty much. Which God have before ordained that we should walk in them. See, God want us to walk in his goodness. I said, God want us to walk in his goodness. Every last one of us. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Psalm 107 and verse 8. We got to understand that this is God's character. This is his nature. This is who he is. He's good. I'm not just talking about a church phrase. I'm not just talking about, baby, a little cliche. God is good. All the time, God is good. That's good. We going to practice and we going to say that too. Amen. But I'm talking about that's his character. That's his nature, Hope. God is good. All the time, Pastor Mel, God is good. Now, I'm sorry if somebody get messed up about us saying that. What you say? God is good. Amen. God is great. Amen. God is all of that stuff. He's good. He's great. He's marvelous. Man, we're talking about the goodness of the Lord. And Pastor, by the way, that's an awesome picture. When you sent it out today, Facebook, I said, man, that is awesome. Got some great talent, sir. Some great talent, sir. That almost looked like me standing up there giving God praise. That looked like my nature up there, my character up there. Look, on that mountain. Y'all got to listen. You need to see yourself up there praising God up on the mountain. I'm not going to lie to y'all. God, listen, I'm going to be real tonight. I've asked God to give me some mountains. Well, he gave Joshua and them some mountains. Oh, that man. Did I tell y'all where to go? So, did y'all go? Y'all didn't read it? Oh, okay. I got carried away on the goodness of God. Look here. Psalm 107 and verse 8. What you say, sir? Okay, then, good. Psalm 107 and verse 8 says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. See, God trying to get you to praise him. Hallelujah. I told you all night I'm going to be dropping nuggets and saying some stuff prophetically. Listen, I said, God trying to get you to praise him. There it is in his word. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness. So that ought to move you out of your being bashful. God been too good to you. See, this thing is between you and God and what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Praise God for his goodness. Psalm 145 and verse 7. Y'all work with me now, cause. Let's see. Y'all go to Psalm 145 and verse 7. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. This whole chapter is loaded talking about God's goodness. We got to utter and talk about God's goodness. Don't be bashful about it. Tell somebody on your job about his goodness. Tell somebody in the supermarket about his goodness. Tell somebody on the street corner about God's goodness. Utter it. Tell them about God's goodness and how good he is. That whole chapter, again, is loaded with his goodness. See, to walk in God's goodness, it's a choice. Oh, you can come into church, you can get saved, hallelujah, glory to God, and you can go on into heaven. But it's a choice to walk in his goodness. I say it's a choice to walk in his goodness. See, you can still stay on a mediocre level. You can decide to eat the crumbs. You can decide to pluck with the chickens. My wife told us 3-4 weeks ago, we're eagles. We're not chicken. We're not plucking. We're talking about flying and soaring as eagles. We're talking about the goodness of the Lord. It's a choice. And I've made my choice. I've made my decision. God's goodness in your life cannot be stopped by no force. No force in this world can stop God's goodness from transpiring and taking place in your life. No force. No satanic force. No demonic force. No other force. Nobody else that Satan try to use can stop God's goodness from taking place in your life. It's your decision. It's your choice. If you want to walk and flow in God's goodness, God will change any situation for your good. For your good. He'll do that for us. In 1 Chronicles 16 and 9, let's go over there. The Bible says, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. And then it says, talk ye of all his wondrous works. If you ain't got nothing but a hum, hum about his goodness. When the praise team singing, do something. Just don't sit there like a knot on a log, man. Do something. God, dog. See, I don't think you got a revelation of his goodness. The praise team up here sweating and popping and everything. You sitting back there like a knot on a log. What's wrong with you? Oh, no, you're right. Get a revelation of God's goodness, God dog. You're going to do something. You mess around and might wind up climbing up on them strings like Nate, those curtains. You're going to do something. You can't sit there. You know you get a revelation of God's goodness. Only thing I can tell you with me, excuse me, because if it hit me, I got to do something. I got to jump. That's all I can tell you. I'm talking about God's goodness. Man, I'm talking about God's goodness, ma'am. Shoo. Just sing. Do something. Hum. Do something. It says it in the word. I didn't put this here. Sing unto him. Sing song unto him. Talk of his wondrous work. My wife can get to talking to me sometime. Glory to God. About God's goodness. Hallelujah. I get excited. I just sit there and listen to her. I just soak it up. Because she get to stirring something up in me. I understand and I realize how good he's been to me. How good he is. I ain't got time to be sitting around and with no pen counting up what he hadn't done. I'm talking about what he has done. I'm talking about what he's doing now. Lord have mercy. See, God will shower you and bathe you so in his goodness. Glory to God. Listen, you'll have the haters, the instigators, hallelujah, the persecutors, folk jealous of you. Listen, they won't know what to do. They'll be scratching their head. How she doing this? How is he's doing this? Hallelujah. It's because of the goodness of God in your life, Trina. You can't even worry about those haters. See, God's goodness, is that's just his character. That's his nature. He's just good like that. And if they think they hate now, oh my God. Oh my God. I've been telling folks for a long time, Marcus. Y'all gonna quit laughing in a minute. Y'all think I'm a little weird right now? Y'all gonna quit laughing in a minute. No, I ain't talking to Marcus now, y'all. I'm talking in the camp. Just hold on a minute. Woo! Man, I said to myself, I wasn't going to, Sister Kalina, come up in here kicking tonight. I'm trying to hold myself. I'm not doing that tonight. Don't y'all edge me. Wait a minute. Psalm 65 and 11. I'm gonna try to get on out of here and make way for Deacon Nate. Oh Lord, help me. Oh, Psalm 65 and 11. Listen here. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness. Thou crownest the year with goodness. You better reach out and grab that. Man, we finna go over into another year. I said, God crowneth thy goodness. It's in the word of God. I've already grabbed it. Hallelujah. He crowned your year with goodness. Do you know what crown means? Hallelujah. He's gonna cover you with his goodness. It's a reward, a victory, a honor. Y'all didn't hear me. Ha! Woo! That's what God getting ready to do. That's what God getting ready to do. Huh? That's what God getting ready to do. With this goodness. Not 2 days, not 15 minutes. The Bible said, man, look, oh, Lord have mercy. The Bible said he crowns your year with goodness. Hope, not a month, baby girl. Your year with me. Hallelujah. And I believe I read somewhere that to with God, huh? Is it a day? A day? It's like a 1,000 years? My God. He crowned it. He gonna reward you. Huh? It's a reward, a victory, a honor. Oh, Lord have mercy. You ought to tell somebody, man, I'm not hanging my head down any longer. I'm coming up out this mess. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to fix myself up. Listen, hearing a word like that, God said he will crown me with his goodness? Yes. I'm taking that, y'all. I got that. Psalm 144, verse 2. Says, my goodness and my fortress. David said, he's my goodness. He's my fortress. He's my high tower. He's my deliverer. He's my shield. He's my buckler. Huh? In whom I trust. That's what David said. You got to take him, man, as your goodness. You got to take him. Hey, man, you got to get a revelation. Listen. God is not up there waiting for you to mess up so he can pounce you and splatter you. God love you. God love you. God is not up there waiting for you to make your next mess up. Your neck, you miss it. No, he love you too much. My God, you understand? He gave up his best gift for you. He gonna give up his very best and then gonna be sitting up there waiting for you to make a mistake? No, that ain't my daddy. Amen, baby. The God will use the baby. I dog it. God, that baby said it sure sounded like amen to me. The baby said amen, Tori. Thank you. David, my God. I was just quoting David. My God. Amen. Listen. God said he crowned your year, Cynthia, with goodness. Just in your path with fatness. You just got goodness, abundance all around you. My God. Psalm 33:5, the earth is full of his goodness. The Bible said the earth is full of his goodness. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. When I first took out on this journey a long time ago, I started looking around at the people of God. I'm not lying. And I didn't see too much of his goodness. I'm being honest with y'all. And I had some questions because I was reading something else, Cynthia, in the Bible. I was reading something else in the Bible. And then, but when I looked around, I've been through about 4 or 5 denominations now. I know what I'm talking about. I didn't. Where is all this goodness that David and them walking in? Where is all this power? And there's something ain't right. I have to keep searching, keep digging. My God. I don't know about y'all. I ain't that deep. I'm just a little country boy from Great Arkansas. You, most of y'all, if you took an Arkansas map, you never would find it till I show it to you. I'm just a little, I'm just a little country boy from Great Arkansas. Huh? But I'm telling y'all right now, I won't mind. I ain't that deep. I won't mind. Since I've learned from God's word that I'm an heir of God and I'm a joint heir with Christ, and then I come over and I read something like that, that the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord and he's my daddy, I want my portion. I want my portion. Everything in the Harris household belonged to my son and daughter. Everything that God's got on, huh? It belonged to every last one of us. Trina, again, I'm just a little country boy, but I know I got sense enough to know I won't mind. I want my eyes, Marcus. Seven things, y'all, to walk in God's goodness. Seven things I got. Now, you might come up with some more. That's fine, too. I've already told you, that's fine, that I'm just a little country boy. You got to take the limits off. Take them off, baby. Take them off. I'm just going to give you some scripture because I don't have time to go and read them. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. I told you, it's a choice. It's a choice. According to the power that worketh in you. See, God, we already read the scripture that God, before you came out of your mother's womb, he got some stuff for you. You're his workmanship. Glory to God. He has already created, and it's some stuff he already designed for you. Take the limits off. Number two, only believe. Only believe. Mark 5:36 and Mark 9:23. Number three, the third one of my seven things to walk in God's goodness. Obey God even when you cannot understand. When he tell you to do something, just obey him. St. Luke 5:5. Peter and them, great fishermen, that was their business. They had been fishing all night, Tori, and hadn't caught a thing. But Jesus said, do this here. Jesus said, put it on the other side. Fish over here. Do this here. And when they finally submitted and said, nevertheless, oh my God, keep reading the story. Not only did they get enough for themselves, but they had enough for all. Come, somebody else come get some. We're talking about God's goodness. We got to come to that point. I give up. I don't know who it was. Somebody said, oh, just surrender. It might have been Pastor Melanie teaching something, exhorting or something. We got to reach a place of surrender. When we tried all this stuff, we did all of this. We just gone around in circle. We just gone around in the wilderness. We just gone around. Just gone on, said, Lord, I surrender. Do something you've never done. Get out of your comfort zone. You got to go deeper. We got to leave complacency. Number four. Number five, you got to yield to God. You got to let one of my old prophets, pastor, he got a slogan, glory to God. You got to let go and let God. We got to just yield to God if we want to walk in his goodness. Let go and let God. St. Luke 1 and 34. And then verse 38. When the angels came and announced to Mary that she was going to have a son. Mary wanted no husband. She said, how can this be? How can this possibly be? Some things that God has shown me about my life. Listen, I've asked God, Lord, you really gonna have to show up. How can this be? This gonna take you, all you. We gotta let go of the controls. I got on my side note. We gotta let the controls go. See, we want to make sure we're in control of things. See, and the longer we hold the ram, long as we are in control, we got it under our control. We got this. All right. Keep it, baby. You'll never walk in God's goodness, huh? And all that he has for you. He has preordained and arranged for you. Got to let go of the control. You need to understand there is a, oh Lord have mercy, a goodness anointing. You need to understand there is a goodness anointing. Acts 10:38. The Bible said that Jesus, he went about, listen here, doing good. After he was anointed with the Holy Ghost, the Bible said that Jesus went about doing good and healing all. There was a press of the devil. Jesus went about healing, casting out devils. Jesus was doing all kind of stuff. Don't you think he was walking in his Father's goodness? Yes. That's for us. That's for us. There's a goodness anointing we can tap into. And we've already talked about this. And I read several scriptures. You got to talk about how good he is. You got to talk about how good he is. God's goodness is so vast and awesome that it's going to bring, you miss everything I said. Grab this. God's goodness is so vast and awesome that it's going to bring our children into the kingdom. He's going to save our household. He's just that good. He loves us that much. God's goodness is so great. Well, what about you? How you feel when your kids obey you and do what you ask them to do? Don't you feel good? Don't you want to bless them? Don't you want to just go all out the way and do some things for him? Hallelujah. Well, do you think God any less than we are? No. God's goodness so great, it's going to get you out of debt. Oh, hallelujah. I said God's goodness is so great, it's going to get you out of debt. It's so great. Listen, God's goodness is so great. Listen, God will bring you that husband that you need. God will bring you that wife that you need. Huh? Hallelujah. I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. God's goodness is so great. He's so good. The goodness of the Lord, listen, it's so awesome. Listen, God will put you in that new home. He know your desire. God will give you that home that you desire. Come on, girl, you better grab it. He's just that good. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, hallelujah. But as it is written, eyes haven't seen, neither ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. It's your choice. It's up to you. God has never been a forcer. Jeremiah 33:9. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble. Why? For all the goodness and all the prosperity that I procure unto it. We're talking about the goodness of the Lord. God wants every last one of us to experience his goodness. He's not out to get you. He's not out to hurt you. He's not out to harm you. But he's out to bless you. God wants us to walk in his goodness. Every last one of us. Now I believe that some of us, glory to God, that God is getting ready to shower us with so much goodness. Anybody in here, you ever laughed so hard that your stomach, you just had to hold your stomach? You were so tickled. I believe some of us, getting glory be to God, getting ready to laugh. I believe some of us, listen, you're going to have such a deep laugh because of God's goodness. Hallelujah. We're talking about the goodness of the Lord. I believe God's fixing to tickle somebody. I believe God's getting ready to bring somebody some joy. Hallelujah. That you're not going to be able to listen. Say, good God Almighty, you just going to get tickled about it. You know what? That's it. That's it. Let go and let God shower you with his goodness. Amen? Praise God. And that brings us to a close.